and Susan Randall, and he fell. And for 73 years, having finally recovered his body but not knowing who he was buried in a pile of mud in the city. Until through the wonders of modern science, he was positively identified as our Charles. And so he is brought back to us today. And so as we see in the Book of Magdalene, we offer those prayers, which we understand to be fruitful for Charles, even 73 years later. He who died in that time and space is helped by us to pray for him in this time and space, because our prayers are offered to the God who has always been, who is, and who always will be. And so it is a good and beautiful thing for us to be gathered here today to offer these prayers. Not only is this a wonderful moment for the family to have closure, and for this community who remembered him so well that our VFW post was named after him, it's important for us. But it's also important for us to continue to live faithfully what Charles died for. To live faithfully our belief in God. To live faithfully that freedom which is given to us by so many who have gone before us as a gift, but also as a trust for each of us in our own part, our own place in life, to defend and at times to fight for. My brothers and sisters, we hear in the second reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? For indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by him?